kind of player are you bringing up in Jansen Harkins? I know he's not maybe in the lineup tonight, but what are you getting?
He's had a really, really good start, and he had a strong camp. So his quickness and his speed, the things that we will ask for him in that role, the idea of being on the puck, he can get to it. And then at that level, he's starting to create an awful lot off that possession. So we are truly trying to play a possession game in the offensive zone. We think he can get to the puck, and when he can move well enough to buy some time. So that's what we would be looking for.
Mason, I guess you got the games in that you wanted, but then again, you also need someone
else. Right, need a guy, with Perreault going out, we moved some pieces around, but we need a right hole there, and Mason will go into that tonight.
How's
Perreault? Yeah, better. It doesn't change anything. We're hoping to get him on the ice here soon, so there's been no setback in any of this, which is you're always watching in those first 3 or 4 days for a guy to go backwards. He hasn't. So he's kind of staging each day what he does in the weight room. Then we'll see him on the ice soon.
Bob, does the style of that Lowry line now change, or how you utilize?
Yeah, it's going to be different, right? Like, it's almost the Copp Lowry tandem that defines the line. When you go back over the last 2 or 3 years, we've used a bunch of different kinds of players in there, and they've always been effective because those two guys are so consistent with their style. It changes now. How you run the bench changes a little bit with that too, but that was true of all injuries. It forces you to make some adjustments.
How do you view this next set of six of eight versus divisional opponents?
The break is important. We're really focusing here on kind of really coming down off the day off a game and to wind it back up. Everybody's in that grind. You've got kind of two camps in all your rooms. You get the young guys who are pretty excited about the break, and the older guys got lots of family and kids running around right now, so I think they're excited about the break. But for the NHL, this is the longest time. Everybody starts September 15th and grinds right through camp, and you might get a couple of days in there, but this is the longest block of hockey these guys will play, and you see it around the NHL and kind of the style of games. Boston having a bit of a grinder right now, trying to just get to that focus on game night, come right off them on the next day, and we just need to squeeze out three really good performances here in the next 5 days, and then use that time to rest and recover.
Paul, just going back to Harkins, how do you balance, or what's the thought process between choosing to throw him in versus allowing him a couple days to get comfortable, especially for a guy who's going to make his NHL debut?
Well, first is need. Right, if we had a bunch of centermen go down, he'd be going in. Right, what's the hole that's most? We've lost two wingers here in the last little while. We've liked what we're starting to see out of our fourth line, the Shore line. So we'll keep those together tonight. The tell will be the two wingers and Bork and Appleton, how well they're fitting with Laos on those minutes that we play. You're going to see some movement with those six, and then the adjustment for us, possible adjustment for us, that Nick Shore goes to the wing. And if that happens, then that would open a hole for Jansen.
You've talked about Mark Scheifele's play the last little bit. What has stood out, not just in terms of the point streak, but his 200-foot game during this stretch?
Well, it's the first time on an extended period of time that he's not playing with Blake, right? So Blake would be a veteran guy and do a lot of the heavy lifting for any line that he plays off, right? He's first in on the forecheck, and off a lot of times he's first back to his end of the ice. And now you've got two players, and Kyle Connor's got a little bit more experience with it, but Kyle and Patty have never played that kind of game. So he now, Mark, is the guy that you find below the goal line an awful lot, but we still want him down low in our end of the ice. That puts more stress and pressure on him, and I think he's done a pretty good job right now of balancing that. There's times where he's pretty darn hard, and then there are times when he's trying to play that puck-moving skill game. I think this line is still figuring out what they can get away with, what they're good at, and how to find each other in the offensive zone and off the rush. There are nights, I think early on you were watching it thinking this could be really good, but they're just off a little bit. They're a little out of sync, and now we're starting to see more nights where they have the 2 and 3 point performance where even on those nights I think they might have been able to get more, right? There were other chances that they didn't finish. So we're starting to see some offensive push there. With the injuries on Lowry's ring now, it becomes more important that they can play the 200-foot, because we'll run them against the other team's best quite a bit harder.
Well, can you tell us about the plan for Eric Comrie, at least initially?
Well, there's some factors in here, and some of it's the Christmas roster freeze, so he's part of our group right now, and that's being sorted out.
What did you learn watching Chicago play Colorado last night, kind of with both teams, because you've got the Hawks tonight, and then you've got Colorado right after the break?
Well, I mean, Colorado is a very powerful team, even with a couple of pieces missing, and they can drive the intensity of the game. There's a stretch in that game where both teams are trading, and the goaltenders had to be very, very good. Chicago, and then that's Chicago's game. If you're off gap on this team, there is just enough firepower there to really cause you an awful lot of problems. We've felt we were off gap in two of our last three. There was too much ice to play on, and then we were too easy to take the puck off of. So we would like to turn this game into an end zone game. They're going to be very dangerous in the transition between the two. We want to be on the right side of it. Hard gap without the puck and take what's there, not what we can force.
Anything new on Andrew Copp?
It's going to be, I said week to week yesterday, that was accurate, but I know it's going to be four before we're looking at him.
Paul, understanding that jump from the AHL to the NHL is significant, but when you think about a guy like Harkins, who's had that momentum, has had that, you know, to keep him off the ice, is there any concern about that?
No, because it's not about Jansen, right? Yeah, like it's about the Jets and what we're going to need right now. There's no fear of that. Sometimes, you know, I find him to be an energy player, right? He's going to be, if he threw, he'd be wired tonight, maybe covering more ice than I need him to. So he gets in here, gets kind of around the group, gets a practice in tomorrow. We'll see where he's at.
You consider you got Matthew Perreault, Brian Little, and now Andrew Copp out seemingly for a significant amount of time. Do you see that as an audition for those guys, jumping
for all of them
in the fourth?
Right, there's Adam Lowry's standing in our lineup. The other five, I'll make a case that some of them are staying in, but maybe not at that position, and we will move them around for sure. And this is a real short-term audition. We won't look at Jansen's first game saying, hey, if he plays great, he's getting 3 months. You know, we need this block of time here. Who's going is going to get be the guy that gets to stay in.
I think of Little, Perreault, and Copp. It's that that defensive side of the game as well. How much of, you know, you talked about Lowry's line being able to go up against when it's
right.
Full line going up against those top lines. How is that trickle effect going to be to the top six, and how much more responsibility are they going to have on the defensive side of the game?
It means that you think you know the way the game's going to be played, and you get out on the bench and you've got to be aware that your plan may not go according, so you may shift. But you'll see Scheifele and Wheeler now going head-to-head. And I won't be looking to find that line. It's an advantage at home, right? Because you could run the Lowry line against another team's best and find the minutes for those other two. But it's almost on the road more, where they will do something to Scheif's line. They'll check that line, and then you don't have the answer to check theirs, right? So they can hold their best offensive unit to the third hole if they want to and find them that way. It becomes almost more of a challenge on the road.